As District 4 school board member Paula Wright took to the podium last week, she remembered a different Duval County school system of a not-so-distant past.
My eighth grade year, the desegregation order took place, and I was bused to Joseph Stilwell Junior High School. It wasn't necessarily a pleasant first year.
She was speaking at Pearson Elementary, where district officials and local philanthropists unveiled plans for their multi-million dollar investment to improve 36 hard-to-staff schools, including Pearson. For lifelong residents like Wright, who attended, taught, and now oversees many of the most disadvantaged schools, it's been a long time coming. And for some, distrust still lingers.
People don't want to deal with it, but there has been inequities. And that's the element of distrust, the inequities that have been a part of the educational lives of African-American students.
Reverend Darian Bowden Sr., head of the Baptist Ministers Conference of Duval and adjacent counties, voiced it recently.
That's one of the things that I think some of the community members spoke about, trust in this community, because we've been promised a whole lot of things that never came to fruition. So we're going to watch and see if they come to fruition.
First, a little history. Back in 1971, 17 years after Brown versus Board of Education, the U.S. District Court ordered the mass integration of Duval County public schools. Students were bused across town, and all-white schools such as Raines and Andrew Jackson were paired with all-black schools like Rebalt. As an unintended consequence, a large number of white families began opting for private and parochial schools. By 1999, the district court had declared all the district's public schools were equal in all respects. That came even as leaders in the black community complained of inadequate supplies and staffing at neighborhood schools. About 6 years later, an analysis of the district found that more than one-third of public schools still consisted of predominantly one race. All but three of the 36 schools in the district's lowest achieving feeder patterns remain predominantly black.
Until we say, yes, we know there have been inequities, but here's how we're going to move forward. And we can assure you because of here's the transparent sheets of paper that's explaining to you exactly what we're going to do. So therefore, you can hold us accountable. Then that's how we deal with the distrust or the mistrust.
Some of the leeriness extends to educators as well, who wonder just how effective the new initiatives will be. Duval County teacher and education blogger Chris Guerreri wonders what the long-term effects of investing in programs like Teach for America will be. TFA recruits college graduates without education degrees and provides them with a 5-week course in education in exchange for a 2-year commitment.
It ensures an ever-revolving door of novice teachers, the opposite of what we know to be best practices, are in our neediest classrooms.
Guerreri has also been critical of the district's performance incentives program. The program offers, among other things, up to $20,000 a year for 3 years to teachers in the disadvantaged schools who've shown a certain level of student achievement growth.
I don't mind financial inducements, but if you're just going to give money to teachers and you're not going to give academic supports or behavioral supports, they're just doomed to fail.
That's echoed by former Southside Middle School teacher Tom Altief. Altief retired in January after more than 30 years of teaching.
You know, you have to want to be in an inner city school. You have to want to be there for 20 or 30 years. And somebody throwing a few thousand dollars at you,
And it's a valid point, according to Suzanne Colvin.
Merit pay, you know, the higher the scores, the more money you get, does not increase student achievement because teachers are not, you know, teachers are making their best effort to have students achieve as much as possible anyway.
Colvin is Associate Director of Teaching and Learning at University of Florida's College of Education.
They've shown that teachers will select less pay for a better school environment in which they feel supported by the administration and where it's collegial, versus more pay and go into a school environment that doesn't have those supports.
She also notes studies show that teachers who've gone through a 5-year university-based program tend to stick around longest.
The retention rate of those teachers is significantly higher because you're vested. If you've spent 5 years and the funds to attain a master's degree and you've developed the skills of a master teacher, you're vested.
The district has done similar merit pay plans before, such as promising an extra $2,500 to teachers and principals who can boost student achievement in lower-performing schools. But this is different, says Trey Czar of the Jacksonville Public Education Fund, which serves as QEA's grant writing arm.
There's different types of incentive programs. One is to incentivize for greater performance. And there's been, you know, very mixed to negative results as to incentivizing. You know, if you're a teacher who's already working really hard, if we give you an extra $5,000 or $10,000, will you perform better?
In a study on local teacher retention conducted by JPEF last year, teachers listed higher pay as the biggest motivation for staying longer. More time for lesson and class planning came in second.
The incentive program that's been contemplated for QEA and for these schools is about recruiting teachers who already have shown that they can do the work and do it very well. Not to just say, hey, teachers, we know you're working really hard. If we give you this money, are you going to work even harder so that students perform even better?
And as for Teach for America, well, the QEA investment comes with strings attached. While the district signed on to employ up to 600 TFA members for the next 3 years, QEA donors have only agreed to fund on a yearly basis. They want the organization to boost its retention rate to up to 30% before approving money for the next 2 years. A 2013 Columbia University study found that about 27% of TFA recruits stay on a third year in Duval County. Jacksonville's TFA president, Crystal Roundtree, says efforts are underway to boost it even more.
Yeah, our goal is actually higher. We want to keep at least half of our folks who come into Teach for America and finish their complete their two-year commitment with us. We would love for at least half of them to continue on with a goal of at least somewhere upwards toward 60%.
Roundtree, who served as a TFA teacher from 2003 to 2005, also notes that about 86% of TFA recruits remain in education-related fields outside of the classroom. TFA recruits also represent 4 out of 5 teachers taking part in the district's summer principal program, another QEA-backed initiative. While their large presence in the district has been met with resistance by some, retired teacher Tom Altief says they're needed in the district's toughest schools.
And for the regular teachers there, well, you know, if those Teach for America people were there, maybe no one would be there.
April Shackelford has been teaching in the district since 2007, and in 2013 she was named Duval County's Teacher of the Year. For her, the QEA and all its initiatives send a strong message of support to teachers and parents in the community.
It sends a powerful message that educators are important and that what our work we're doing is important. So when they see the donor backings, whether it's faith-based, whether it's private, it sends a powerful message. And I think that's the message that we need to continue to send to educators, letting them know they're important.
Rallying more support behind the effort will take boots on the ground, Wright says.
We get in our cars, we get on buses, and we go into a community, we make a little noise, and we pass out the information hand to hand. And we have taken an opportunity to explain what QEA is and how it's going to impact the learning and educational value for their children.
Tomorrow, we'll take a look at where the district and the donors hope that road will ultimately lead. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.